Hello, you are hearing Think Out of the Box with Nandini Arjunan, and this is Spotify's exclusive podcast. Hi, today we are going to talk about retail marketing. So retail marketing, we can say it is how retailers promote their physical stores, products and services. So historically, retailers have been responsible for marketing and selling the goods they have purchased from designers. So as a retailer, your entire focus is on motivating customers to come to your store and purchase in order to drive sales for yourself and also remain in favor of designers you work with. So there are a little bit difference between retail marketing and marketing. Actually, marketing is the key to move a customer into the retail sales process. While the retail sales process deals with customer who are ready to buy, marketing is everything you do to entice your customer base and keep them engaged until they reach the stage. So this marketing tactics refers to all the ways in which the business communicates its value, from your business messaging through the email marketing, or it could be a social media, to its packaging and pricing strategy, and even where and how the products are sold. Everything are included with marketing tactics. But whereas in retail marketing, which perhaps even more challenging than other types of marketing, because it requires a building of strong relationship with your customer, which motivates them to pick your particular product over another. So how effectively you are making your customer to buy your product and services. So not just because the product itself is better, but because of all other parts of shopping experience that reinforce their choice. So which means that retail marketing requires you to think carefully about all the touch points surrounding your customers' interaction with your products. So we know that obviously, marketing and retail marketing is very much important. So marketing is even more important in retail, how competitive some product categories are. So without a solid marketing strategy, you are leaving it up to your customer to remember you on their own once they become an interested person in your sale. So retail marketing is unique because retail market and retail products are often repeat purchases. So unlike with subscription or one-time purchases, retailers have to depend on marketing efforts in order to win back your customer after each sale. So you should be having a marketing strategy which attracts your customer. With retail, more than any industry, marketing plays a critical role in growing customers' lifetime value. We can say that lifetime value as LTV. So this, how this retail marketing is evaluated and how this retail marketing is adopted with this modern retail marketing strategies. So the rise of e-commerce and many brands move forward, direct to customer model has vastly expanded and shifted the meaning of retail marketing. For example, the rise of premium retailers such as Moda, Aprendi has also meant that retail marketing is no longer just about foot traffic, but also about web traffic and also about online sales. So similarly, this direct to customer brands are not only in charge of designing and manufacturing their products, they are now also responsible for marketing and selling those items directly to their customer, often through their own online store or a physical location. So in fact, this direct-to-customer model is famous for promoting lower prices. Thanks to their elimination of this middleman, retailer, so it is more about promoting lower price. So with these dramatic changes in the traditional retail model, retail marketing is even more critical than ever before. So brands count on marketing efforts, not just for driving traffic and sales for product, but also for developing and recognizing and getting customer loyalty, perhaps most importantly, increasing your lifetime value. So this there are different marketing, retail marketing strategies, and we can see few retail marketing strategies and how to get your customers' loyalty or attention. So the first step in marketing is to capturing your target audience attention, where they already are, in order to bring them into your reach. So this direct to customer beauty brand, all their success, their ability to maintain an active online community of readers and followers, we can take one of the example, which is Glossier. So this brand created many ways to interact with it beyond making a purchase, such as taking skin care quiz or following one of its main playlist on Spotify. So their blogs and all of their unique touch points keeps the brand top of the mind in order to be the first visit once the customer is in the market to purchase. So likewise, there are multiple places where customer would be looking for multiple sources to interact with the sellers. There are few principles to make this retail marketing strategy to be successful, which are included with four principles. The first one is, obviously, product can be a physical or intangible. Either way, it is important to know what you are offering, and you should be having a product which should be having some marketing strategies. And the most important thing for your product, you should be having it as a packaging. So you cannot have a product without packaging. So 95% of products would fail because of this packaging if it is not perfect. So obviously you should be having perfect packaging strategy. The second principle you should be having is, you should consider what's the price for your product or service. So with the right tools, you can tackle your pricing. So there are a lot of different factors to consider when you think about pricing, and some overhead expenses, everything, profit, demand, and what is the product positioning, what is the market conditions, and how many products are available in the market. So there are different principles altogether you will be having it, but this is the main factor which you should think to attract your customer. So third principle would be, where you are keeping your product or service. So what is the location? What is the place? So you can have a best product in the world, but if it is out of the customer reach, then you are out of luck. So obviously you should be placing your product or service in the right place, in right location, where customer reach out easily. So the fourth principle would be about promotion. This is like promotion is often the point where retail marketing and field marketing will meet together. So it's all about communicating with your customer and sparking their interest in your products. So promotion can be anything from traditional advertising to some influencer marketing. In all forms, promotion requires a deep understanding of your target customer and how best to reach them. This principle is perhaps the most elusive of all of them. So as brands continue to one up each other, so when it comes to the creative promotion, so always you should be thinking about all these four principles to make a successful retail marketing strategy for your product or services. Thank you.